News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, rural GPs are no longer able to register new patients due to ongoing resource shortages. That's according to a damning survey in yesterday's Sunday Times, which showed that of 50 practices in 10 towns across rural Ireland, 60% of GPs said they were unable to register new patients. John O'Brien, Dr. John O'Brien, is president of the Irish College of General Practitioners. What's the problem here, John?
Well, good morning, Paul, and thank you very much for having me. The problem is really not just confined to rural practices, it's actually extended across the country, but rural practices definitely have an issue. The problem arises from a number of problems. We've been failing to train enough GPs for very many years now, and it's beginning to show. The fairly draconian cutbacks for the past decade that have gone into general practice have made it unsustainable for practices to run. Workload increases have part to play as well in that the extension of eligibility to under 60s and over 70s have led to a very significant increases in workload. In the case of the under 60s, there's been an uplift of 28% in the consultation rate. GPs are getting older. There are 2,500 GPs on the medical card, and of those GPs, 700 of them are over the age of 60, and only 380 are under the age of 40. And then lastly, there is the problem of what's happening with our graduates. 20% of our graduates are now working outside of the country. 40% of the graduates are working part-time, and 50% of the graduates do not want to take up the responsibility of running a general practice. They only want to see patients.
I'm sure you've watched it, and it's in the realms of fiction. But the Doc Martin series, you get this view, and like I know I'm from the country, and I've been in several towns and villages, and the local doctor is a pillar of the local community, and there's almost this bucolic ideal about the whole thing. You know, you live in a nice rural place. You live fairly well. You've no. You're never going to have a scarcity of business, as in patients. A lot of people would find it hard to believe that GPs are finding it so tough, because we see and read about so many of them making quite a lot of money out of, say, the medical card system.
Yeah. Well, in fact, we read that quite a lot of money goes into certain practices rather than the fact that GPs are actually making the money, because GPs are responsible for the entire costs of all those practices. So they would be responsible for staff costs, insurances, IT costs, premises, and all those costs are escalating in a booming economy. So to say that it's flush with money, I think, would be a particular mistake.
Paul, medicine is very much a vocation. It's something that you're born with. You have to, because doctors are very special people. I find it sort of hard to believe that strategically young guy of or young woman of 18 or 19, after doing their Leaving Cert and on their way to third level to university, and that they have decided purely on taking a long-term view that I want to reject this natural urge I have to become a doctor, because GP practices have lost 38% of funding in the past 10 years. I find that just, it seems to be sort of counterintuitive almost.
Yeah. I mean, I have trained GPs for years, and I have always found them to be an enthusiastic and, as you say, idealistic group of people. But it's, you know, as Yeats says, too much a sacrifice may make a stone of the heart. It's actually very difficult for them, looking at the GPs who are working in situ at the moment, to see a future for themselves in it. And, I mean, some do, but many don't, and many are leaving the country as a result of that. 25%, you know, of course, Leo Varadkar is a trained GP himself, but 25% of his classmates no longer work in Irish general practice. So there is an issue here I think it is a wonderful job. I have worked at it nearly 40 years. It is true. It is very much relationship based, and you have very enduring and fine relationships with patients going on over a prolonged period of time. But in order to do quality medicine, you actually do need money to pay for things. They don't come for free.
Some people would say, well, the fact that you have a former GP as Taoiseach, he should be fairly sympathetic, to say the least.
Well, we had a GP as Minister for Health, and he was the man that introduced the cuts, so it doesn't really work out like that.
You probably need somebody like Shane Ross, maybe. He might be more understanding. We'll have to leave it there. Dr. John O'Brien, President of the Irish College of General Practitioners. I know this is a subject we'll be returning to again. Thanks very much for joining us.